They stayed in homes of those who were running this play around London, so they got a full picture of the sort of world they could create. And when they came back, it was like the New Testament, it was like the Book of Acts. For instance, a miner said they got a strike in the pit, and he went in the next day and sorted it. There were three families who were saved from divorce, and I remember I was asked to go and visit one of them, and I went to visit this couple. Anyway, I knocked at the door, and the wife opened the door, and she saw me standing there, and she burst into tears. And she says, "My husband hasn't beaten me all week." And she dragged me into the house, and he was wallpapering for the first time. The house was getting thicker paint and decorating. Now, this was the sort of effect of this.
What was it that was so powerful about the play that affected people?
The play was about the choice that everyone has between going up the ladder and the cross.
Is there a kind of official overlap with people in churches, or are Christians members of MRA and it works that way?
Well, I don't know that we have members, as it were. I'm not a member of MRA in that sense. I hope that I live as Christ lived and follow him. That's what it is for me. It's like the old saying of St. Thomas, was it? Like a great lake where a lamb can wade and an elephant can swim. So there's everything, like every kind, and everybody sees it. But the point about it is that everybody starts with themselves, putting themselves right. Everybody has an answer for the other people and the other race and the other nation and all that and the other class and the other party. But it never starts with me. It's them that got to change. Well, the whole point is that if you change, then people may see hope that, gosh, never thought something like that could happen.